Hello and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2237, recorded on Thursday, the 31st of August, 2023. I'm Phil Harrison and I'm joined by Lynette Edwards to read the first part of this week's Chatterbox. Before anything else, we have to start with a sincere apology. Last week we announced twice that Chatteround would follow Chatterbox, but it wasn't there. This was due to a technical problem, which has now been resolved. So this week, Chatterbox really will be followed by Chatteround Edition 102. We'd like to thank all those of you who wrote to us or rang us to note that your memory stick did not include Chatteround. You can always call Chatterbox and leave us a message with your views and comments at any time on 01603 765 365. That's Norwich 765 365. We're delighted to welcome a new listener this week. Mrs. Diane Goldsmith of Helsdon has joined us. We hope you will enjoy this edition of Chatterbox and the news and special recordings we'll be sending you every week. This edition of Chatterbox will include five sets of news stories from the evening news, several letters to the newspaper, information desk, and three features. The first two features are taken from the Norwich Seeker. They both have food themes. The third is a report from the EDP's Agricultural Review on this year's harvest. I'll now ask Lynette to introduce the first set of news stories.
Thank you, Phil. We'll start this week with various travel-related stories, and these will be followed by readers' letters, several of which will also focus on travel. County Hall has announced that work will start on the Heartsease roundabout on September the 11th, leading to 8 months of road closures and delays. Another proposed road scheme is being delayed, however, as the company due to carry out work on the A47 has pulled out. Train users may be surprised to hear that it's been suggested that the proposed changes to the ticket office in Norwich Station could lead to increased crime. Travellers on the Broads will be pleased to learn that a new major project could ease flooding. Meanwhile, a major topic in the national news was the rising cost of energy, but a poor England man won a battle against an energy supplier this week. This topic will also be picked up in the letters. But first, Phil will tell us about the start of work at Heartsease.
The controversial £4.4 million revamp of one of Norwich's busiest roundabout is about to start, bringing road closures and delays for 8 months. Work on the Heartsease roundabout will start on Monday, September the 11th, and will carry on until April next year, council bosses have announced. While County Hall officers say three arms of the roundabout, Heartsease Lane, Plumstead Road West and St William's Way will remain open for the bulk of the work, drivers are facing 32 weeks of major disruption. The roundabout will be controlled with three-way traffic lights, while Harvey Lane, Plumstead Road East and Margaretson's Avenue will be fully closed throughout the work, meaning diversions for traffic, including buses. The changes to the Heartsease roundabout include one-lane entry and exit, along with new pedestrian and cycle crossings. Norfolk County Council officers said the changes will improve safety. They say between July 2011 and November 2022, there were 33 recorded accidents at the roundabout, 15 in which cyclists were hurt and 8 where pedestrians were injured.
Uncertainty is hanging over one of the biggest road schemes in Norfolk, after it emerged the company due to build it had either pulled out or been ditched from the A47 project. Highways bosses insist the need to appoint a new firm to build the revamped Thickthorn Junction, which could cost up to £100 million, will not stop work from starting next spring. But environmental campaigner Dr. Andrew Boswell, who hopes his appeal to the High Court will block the project, said it could be a sign that the work's cost has spiralled, fueling his argument that the scheme on the edge of Norwich should be stopped. National Highways, the government company responsible for the A47, confirmed its contractor, Galliford Try, would not be continuing on the project and that the multi-million pound contract is being re-tendered. It's not clear whether the contractor chose to walk away or whether Highways bosses took the decision to re-tender. National Highways said the reason why the Leicester-based construction company would no longer be building the scheme was commercially sensitive, while Galliford Try refused to comment. However, National Highways added it had a responsibility to ensure projects represent good value for money, which sometimes means it has to change how it delivers its work. Highways bosses said Galliford Try would continue with the preparatory work ahead of the start of the construction, but then a new contractor, yet to be appointed, will take over with the building work.
Greater Anglia has admitted that controversial plans to close almost every ticket office in the country could increase crime, antisocial behaviour and fear of crime. The public is currently being asked to share views on proposals that would see Norwich's station ticket office become a customer information centre. Greater Anglia has said the centres, which would provide help with complex transactions, would see changes made to opening hours, but no alterations would be made to staff availability. However, the company has refused to confirm if the shake-up would result in any job losses, but now, in documents from major rail firms uncovered by the Daily Mirror, Greater Anglia admitted such changes could put passengers at greater risk of crime. An equality and diversity impact assessment compiled by the firm states, ticket office reforms will cause anxiety for those customers who are more reliant on human interaction to travel, in general, but also at specific times, for example, during periods of disruption. Crime, antisocial behaviour and fear of crime include hate crime, may increase as ticket offices are closed and static colleague presence reduced.
Conservationists hope that a major landscaping project on a large area of marshland could help reduce flooding on the Norfolk Broads. The Broads Authority is planning to re-wet Buttle Marsh near Howe Hill, meaning more water will be retained on the land rather than running into the nearby River Ant. The authority has submitted a planning application to carry out a series of works on a 5.6-acre area of the marsh, almost the size of three football pitches. These include creating a new sluice, a new ditch, and a series of culverts, which will help the marsh store excess water in the winter months. High river levels, particularly during this season, have become a growing problem on the Broads. One of the areas where problems have been reported is at nearby Ludham Bridge. Buttle Marsh, which is already a nature reserve, takes its name from a traditional local term for a bittern, and the authority hopes the project will help create habitats for the rare bird. Another major element of the scheme is to create conditions which will, over the course of many years, allow for the build-up of peat. Currently, large amounts of deep peat soils in Norfolk are drained for agriculture, releasing greenhouse gases that have been stored in it. The authority hopes that peat building conditions will be established at Buttle Marsh within 5 years, helping to capture carbon. A major planning statement written by the authority and submitted to itself said, "This peatland restoration project builds on the government's net zero 2050 target, which is a material consideration in the decision-making process. The proposed development is not causing adverse impacts on the landscape and the setting of heritage assets."
A Norfolk man has urged others not to roll over against corporate bullying after taking on an energy giant in a four-month-long battle. Jim Chamberlain, who lives in Poringland, received an email from Bristol-based energy provider OVO Energy on May the 26th, advising him it was increasing his direct debit payments to £178 per month from £150 per month. At the time, Mr. Chamberlain's account was £647.88 in credit, so he decided to challenge the company's policy. The 73-year-old said, "About a year ago, OVO unnecessarily increased my direct debit, so I cancelled it, and then they tried again in May, saying it was to stop me getting into debt. It's corporate bullying, unfair terms and conditions, and I felt I wasn't being treated fairly. I wasn't upset, but I was angry and decided to play hardball with them over it because I wasn't about to roll over. After a four-month battle with the company, Mr. Chamberlain went to the Energy Ombudsman. On August the 17th, the Energy Ombudsman acknowledged OVO Energy has breached the Consumer Rights Act 2015, which refers to unfair terms and conditions of a contract. It also added that a £100 goodwill gesture previously offered by OVO was fair. The win has encouraged Mr. Chamberlain to urge others not to accept the stipulations some companies try to push upon their customers. He added, "If someone was vulnerable, they may have just rolled over and accepted it, which is what these companies expect. Some believe they can't do anything, but people can fight these things if it feels unjust."